Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Dominguez on the 25th of February, and here's our daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. After 11 years as a private company, Dropbox publicly filed for an IPO on Friday. The online storage and workplace software company's debut on Wall Street will be one of the most highly anticipated in the tech industry in recent years because of its $10 billion private valuation. When Dropbox first debuted, it became a hit with consumers who use it its free online service to store their photos, music, and movies. But as Dropbox matured over the years, it shifted its focus to business customers. In other news, the company saved almost $75 million over 2 years by building its own tech infrastructure. After making the decision to roll its own infrastructure and reduce its dependence on Amazon Web Services, Amazon reduced its operating costs by $75 million over the past 2 years. Twitch announced yesterday a collaboration with a non-profit organization, 100 Dreams Fund, to offer a special grant for female streamers, as well as a series of charity streams to raise money for the non-profit in question. The Broadcast Her grant is designed to support female Twitch streamers. It's worth between $500 and $2,000, and it's awarded to 2 people every academic semester. German car maker BMW said on Friday it will recall almost 12,000 cars to fix their engine management software after it discovered that the wrong programming has been installed on its luxury 5 and 7 series models. The company said in a statement that in the course of internal tests, the BMW Group has discovered that a correctly developed software update was mistakenly assigned to certain unsuitable model versions. When Apple begins hosting Chinese users' iCloud accounts in the new Chinese data center at the end of this month to comply with new laws there, Chinese authorities will have far easier access to text messages, email, and other data stored in the cloud. That's because of a change to how the company handles the cryptographic keys needed to unlock an iCloud account. Until now, such keys have been stored in the United States, meaning that any government or law enforcement authority seeking access to a Chinese iCloud account needed to go through the US legal system. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at ondismedia.com.